First, a lot of us might use salad as a light start to a meal or maybe as a side dish. But our next guest says salad can be the star of the show. She has recipes for salads that can provide a substantial meal and feel as hearty as anything else you might want to put on your plate. Do you love making salads or throwing something together from what's in your fridge? Do you want to share some ideas for your go-to salad? Maybe you've got a surprising salad add-on you want to share. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Lauren Rudersdorf owns and operates Raleigh's Hillside Farm outside of Evansville with her husband Kyle. She shares stories and recipes on her blog, The Leek and the Carrot, and writes for Edible Madison and Madison Magazine. Lauren, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, I understand. I mean, a lot of people like salad, but you really like salad. Can you tell us about your love for salad?
Yeah, well, I think it comes easily after 6 years of growing organic vegetables for a living, but that's kind of where my salad story begins. My husband and I started a farm, Raleigh's Hillside Farm, together in 2013, and we do CSA style of agriculture, so we grow a diversity of vegetables to give to our customers or members every week, and there happens to be a lot of greens in there, and especially in the spring, we're giving people lettuce and kale and bok choy and cabbage and we really felt like it was kind of our responsibility if we were going to give people so many greens and so many vegetables that we needed to learn how to love them. So we started making salads at home regularly, and all of a sudden we realized they could be the fun thing before the meal, or they really could be the whole meal with enough work. So I started to really be a little obsessed, and I have a lot of fun with especially salad recipes and green hearty recipes on my blog.
Now, you gave us some recipes to share. We've got them at WPR.org. A common theme in a lot of your recipes and other kind of hearty salad recipes is not so much on the romaine and green leaf and iceberg and whatever. You're using some heavier greens that I might want to cook first. Why are we using some things like the kales and the cabbages and the Brussels sprouts?
I think especially when you are making such a hearty salad, if you're putting something hot on there, like a lot of times I'll put roasted vegetables, like roasted winter squash or sweet potatoes or carrots. Sometimes I'll put rotisserie chicken. I'll shred it up and throw that on top of my salad. When you're putting warm things like that on a salad, romaine can stand up to it okay, but a lot of traditional lettuces are just going to kind of wilt down in a way that isn't very appealing. So if you're doing a nice kind of thick dressing and some of those hot toppings, something like collards that are shredded really, really finely, kale that's shredded really finely, cabbage, even Brussels sprouts, things that you don't traditionally think of as salad greens, if you cut them thinly and put something warm on top, they just kind of all blend together and they'll hold up. You can dress them, put them in your fridge and eat them for 3 days and they won't wilt too much. That's kind of where I started enjoying those greens. We really prep cook a lot in our house. We'll make huge batches of things, and it felt like those heartier greens kind of stood up to that kind of batch cooking technique a little better, which is where I started with that.
Now, I came across a technique, and it's in at least one of your recipes that I was unfamiliar with, taking the kale and massaging it.
Yeah. That's actually it's becoming a more common technique with greens, especially like kale and collards, because they're so fibrous, they're so thick. So you can put some olive oil on them, some salt on them, and that's not your dressing. You just drizzle a little bit of each on there. And, yeah, you really just kind of massage the greens that are already cut up with your hands until they almost start to break down. So they'll almost look like they're cooked. They won't break down quite that much. But, yeah, just enough that they can really stand up to whatever you put on them.
We are talking about salad as the star of a meal and making heartier salads that can be a meal. Lauren Rudersdorf is with us with Raleigh's Hillside Farm near Evansville, Wisconsin. Lauren, let's check out one of the recipes you shared with us. We've got it at WPR.org. We mentioned Brussels sprouts. You've got a spicy Brussels sprouts with peanuts and apples. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is one of those ones using a heartier green that you wouldn't even necessarily think of as a salad green. We had a lot of Brussels sprouts left over from the fall, and now that it's February, I was getting pretty sick of just roasting all my vegetables and not having anything that tasted like fresh and light. So I took those Brussels sprouts, I trimmed the ends off, and then I sliced them very, very thinly, maybe an eighth of an inch thick. So that's probably the most time-consuming part of the recipe. So once I shredded them, then I tossed them with some apples and some peanuts. I threw a really quick, simple dressing together that was sesame oil, vinegar, tamari, fish sauce, a little bit of maple syrup, and some red pepper flakes. Whisked that together and kind of just drizzled it over the top. Let it sit and marinate for maybe just 3-4 minutes, again, because it's a hearty green, to just really let the dressing soak in. And yeah, it was lovely and bright, and you forgot it was winter for a second.
And you have kind of a formula for salads. You start maybe with some kind of green, maybe a heavier green that we've been talking about, and then you add in some other things. Let's start with something crunchy. What do you like to turn to add some crunch?
Yeah, so that Brussels sprout salad is really kind of my key formula, because you'll see there it's got a nut, it's got something crunchy, it's got an apple, it's got something sweet, and then it's got those red pepper flakes that are going to add a little bit of bite to it. So those are kind of my main three after I have the greens. I want something crunchy, so nuts are probably my most common go-to and the easiest thing to just stock in my pantry. You know, I've got pecans, walnuts, pepitas, peanuts, kind of a little bit of all those. So whatever flavor profile I'm going with, I can throw some nuts on. Another fun thing I did in one of these recipes that I shared with you is I fried up some shallots and I threw those on top for my crunchy element. That's a little more work, but absolutely delicious. Croutons are obviously a really well-known crunchy element. Seeds, radishes, other raw vegetables can be a really nice crunch. And then, yeah, for the sweet things, obviously fruit. I love to put on my salads. Apples are my go-to this time of year, but again, like dried fruit, any like dried cherries, dried cranberries, we have tons of those in Wisconsin. It's citrus season, so having segments of blood orange or pear on there could be really beautiful. And then for bite is kind of the optional add-on. I think the crunchy and the sweet are the essentials, but some pickled veg or some red pepper flakes or some raw shallots or something that just have a little bit of just a little pop, it'll really kind of bring your salad to the next level.
Now let's talk about dressing. For a more substantial salad, you want to skip the light vinaigrette. What kind of dressings do you go to?
So it depends on the salad. Sometimes I'm in a hurry and I just want to eat a salad quickly. And then, you know, I've got my favorites, like the Annie's brand of balsamic dressing is a really hearty, delicious dressing. I really love the Brianna's brand of buttermilk ranch. But if you've got some time and you're okay with, you know, adding that 5 minutes to make your own dressing, I make my own maple balsamic. That's what I put on the cabbage salad with squash, beets, and rotisserie chicken. And that, it doesn't even feel that heavy. It's just a little more decadent because you make it at home. There's maple syrup in there. There's Dijon in there. There's a lot of balsamic vinegar and olive oil, a little salt and pepper, some garlic. And that really, again, that one is a cabbage as a salad green, and it really just, the balsamic is rich and just can kind of soak into that cabbage.
Now, I use soup and a lot of times to raid the fridge and get rid of those, you know, there's a little bit of this left over. It's not really enough for a serving. What kind of treasures do you like to find left over in your fridge that make their way into a salad?
Well, this is maybe not the most common thing, but we always have daikon radish in our fridge for some reason. I think just because we're CSA farmers. So radishes are that kind of go-to. When I'm cleaning out the fridge, I'm always throwing those on my salad. Mustards, if you have just a little bit of a certain kind of mustard left, if it's stone ground or Dijon or whatever, that goes really, really good in a salad dressing. It'll spruce it up. It'll make it a little more interesting. You can put yogurt into your salad dressings. Put any fruit or vegetable you have in your fridge can go onto a salad. You just have to get a little creative with it.
Do you have a favorite salad to bring to a gathering?
I do, actually. It's not one of the ones I shared with you because it's not from my blog, but there's a Martha Stewart recipe for a kale salad with a peanutty dressing. You make the dressing yourself by grinding peanuts in a food processor, adding some apple cider vinegar and a couple other elements, some oil, some red pepper flakes, and that peanutty dressing over kale with some extra peanuts thrown in, some red peppers and some carrots thrown in is my go-to favorite salad that I always am bringing to things in summer.
Where do you go? You mentioned that Martha Stewart site. Where do you go to get inspired for new salad ideas beyond the what sounds like zillion you already have?
It's usually just because we're a CSA farmer and we're getting such a kind of strange combination of produce sometimes. It's usually from that. I'll bring one of our CSA boxes home. You know, in the spring, it'll be lettuce and scallions and radishes and asparagus. And I'll say, okay, what can I how can I manipulate these vegetables into one cohesive salad dish? So often it's just a CSA box is where I get the majority of my inspiration. And, you know, you just play with the flavors a little bit. With that one, you would, you know, maybe shave the asparagus so it's thin and not too crunchy. And then you've got the radishes for the crunch. And spring lettuce is amazing with a really nice buttermilk ranch. So you just start to think about salads you've had and what you have in your fridge or in your CSA box, and you just start to play with it and try dressing, stick your finger in, see if it's good, adjust it a little bit. It's mostly just experimenting and playing around with the flavors I've got here in my home.
Lauren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Lauren Rudersdorf owns and operates Raleigh's Hillside Farm outside of Evansville with her husband Kyle. She shares stories and recipes on her blog, The Leek and the Carrot. She's been talking with us about great and inspired salads. She shared some of her recipes. You can find them at WPR.org.